Chapter 21. Then Job made answer and said, "Give attention with care to my words, and let this be your comfort. Let me say what is in my mind, and after that, go on making sport of me. As for me, is my outcry against man? Is it then to be wondered at if my spirit is troubled? Take note of me and be full of wonder, put your hand on your mouth, at the very thought of it my flesh is shaking with fear. Why is life given to the evildoers? Why do they become old and strong in power? Their children are ever with them, and their offspring before their eyes. Their houses are free from fear, and the rod of God does not come on them. Their ox is ready at all times to give seed, their cow gives birth, without dropping her young. They send out their young ones like a flock, and their children have pleasure in the dance. They make songs to the instruments of music, and are glad at the sound of the pipe. Their days come to an end without trouble, and suddenly they go down to the underworld. Though they said to God, 'Go away from us, for we have no desire for the knowledge of your ways. What is the ruler of all, that we may give him worship, and what profit is it to us to make prayer to him? Truly, is not their well-being in their power? The purpose of the evildoers is far from me. How frequently is the light of the evildoers put out, or does trouble come on them? How frequently does his wrath take them with cords? How frequently are they as dry stems before the wind, or as grass taken away by the storm wind?' You say, 'God keeps punishment stored up for his children. Let him send it on the man himself, so that he may have the punishment of it. Let his eyes see his trouble, and let him be full of the wrath of the ruler of all. For what interest has he in his house after him, when the number of his months is ended? Is anyone able to give teaching to God? For he is the judge of those who are on high. One comes to his end in complete well-being, full of peace and quiet. His buckets are full of milk, and there is no loss of strength in his bones. And another comes to his end with a bitter soul, without ever tasting good. Together they go down to the dust, and are covered by the worm. See, I am conscious of your thoughts, and of your violent purposes against me, for you say, "Where is the house of the ruler, and where is the tent of the evildoer?" Have you not put the question to the travelers, and do you not take note of their experience? How the evil man goes free in the day of trouble, and has salvation in the day of wrath. Who will make his way clear to his face? And if he has done a thing, who gives him punishment for it? He is taken to his last resting place, and keeps watch over it. The earth of the valley covering his bones is sweet to him, and all men come after him, as there were unnumbered before him. Why then do you give me comfort with words in which there is no profit, when you see that there is nothing in your answers but deceit?